आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्, शंकरं शंकराचार्यं, केशवं बादरायनं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त
गोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविंदं परमानंदं, सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
Today the devotees from Peoria are also joining us. So we'll see the summary of the first 12 verses which we have completed. We'll see it briefly. So the first verse is Mangalacharan, we have just chanted. The second verse is the index for the whole of Vivek Chudamani, and it gives the ladder of evolution. It said, Jantunam Narajanma Durlabham. In all beings, getting the human birth is the most difficult, it's rare. Atah Punstam, and upon that you have got the qualities, manhood, manliness qualities, that you don't allow your emotions to overpower your spirituality. That is punsam. Tato viprata. Veda vyasi viprabhavet. One who is studying the Veda is vipra. So in that, by that definition, we all are vipra because we are studying Vedas. Tasmad vaidik dharma marga parta. And accordingly, you are following that Vedic mark. Whatever stated in the Vedas, we are following that. That is Vedic dharma marga parta vidvatva. And after that, you are able to hear the Vedas, sravan part. vidvatva smat param atma anatma vivechanam, and after that you are doing atma anatma vivechanam. So vidvat refers to the sravan, atma anatma vivechan refers to manan. So sravan manan, then the next comes swa-anubhava. Swa-anubhava, your own experience, nididhyasana. Brahmatmana sansthiti, and then after that, after this nididhyasana, then you are abiding in that I am Brahman, there is no more seeking, that I am again become jiva, no. Brahmana sansthiti. Mukti sat janma koti sukratahi punnei vina nalabhyate. Punnei vina, mukti you will not get. You will get mukti only by sat janma koti punnei. It is because of your punnei you are here. It is the implication. Good. Then after that in verse number 3, it is said, durlabam trayameva etat devanugraha hetukam manushyatnam mamuchyatnam mahapurusa sansraya. These three are also again very difficult to get. Even if you have got the human form, whether you have got the manushyatnam, manliness, the qualities which is required, you are not swayed by emotions. Then comes, suppose you have got manushyatvam, you have got the required quality. Whether you have got mumuchyatvam, I want liberation. With the qualities of manushyatvam, if you are happy with the OET, you stay there. Mumuchyatvam is the next quality. Suppose you have got this quality also, I want to get liberation. I am tired of all this sukha of the world. They never gave me total fulfillment. Mumuchyatvam. Do you have got Mahapurusa sansraya? Third rare thing, to get a Mahapurusa who will tell you what is the meaning of the Vedas, how much is required to know. If you start reading Vedas by yourself, you will not be able to complete. Mahapurusa will tell you, you require only this much, you study this much, this is the sar, this is the... All the language is mystic. Unless the Guru tells you, you will not be able to understand. In the fourth verse, it is said, labdha kathinchin narajanma durlabham tatrapi punstam shruti paradarsanam. Suppose you have got the human form you got, and after that, punstam, you have got the qualities also. Manliness you have got. Shruti paradarsan, and you got a chance to hear Vedas also. Rare. Then after that, yastva atma mukto na yatet murdi sah yatmaha swam vinhanti asad grihat. And after that, if you don't try for the mukti, you have got the human form, you have got the qualities, you have got the guru, still after that, if you are not trying, then you are committing suicide, atmaha. Committing suicide means you are missing this golden opportunity to get liberated. So why you are not coming to the class? Asad grihat. You are holding on to the asat, anatma vastu. You are holding on to object, emotions and thought. That is why you are not coming to the class. Asad grihat. Ita konasti murhatma yastu swarthe pramadyati durlabham manusam deham prapya tatrapi paurusam. It is said, is there any greater fool who is pramadi, who is careless, who is heedless? Having got this human form and you have got that quality also, but you are not striving. Shankaracharya is reprimanding us. Then he says, badantu sastrani yajantu devan kurvantu karmani bhajantu devataha atmaika bodhene bina bimukti na siddhati brahma satantarepi. Somebody is chanting badantu sastrani, continuously chanting the sastra. He has memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita. Not only that, from verse number 1 to sloka number 700, he can also tell you from 700, 699, 68, reverse order also he can tell you. And they stay there only. And we have seen our many ancestors doing the same thing. Same thing doing the whole life. Badantu sastrani. Yajantu devan, doing the sacrifices. Kurvantu karmani, doing the ritual parts, karmakand, continuously doing. And then bhajantu devata, and they are worshipping devatas. Whole life worshipping devata, 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 bas khatam. These are not criticized. Shankaracharya is telling they have got the limitation, they have got one purpose, and the purpose is that they will purify your mind. The moment your mind is purified, leave them, go ahead. Where should I go? Atma ekya bodhena binar vimukti, without knowing that this jiva is the Brahman, is the Atman, and Atman is Brahman, without this knowledge, bina vimukti na siddhati, mukti will never happen. And Shankaracharya gives you the time limit also. 100 years of Brahmaji's life. That we have seen the calculation. We are not going into details. That is a very long period. You try. Go on doing these four things. You will not get the mukti. Amritasya nasasti bitte niteva hi shruti bravriti karmano mukte ahetum sputum yata. Amritasya nasasti. Amrit you cannot get. Amrit means immortality. Na asasti, you will not get it. How? Bitte niteva hi shruti, by bitta. Can I buy immortality by bitta, by finance, by money, by wealth? No. You cannot buy immortality by money. Bittena na asasti. Braviti karmano mukte ahetvam sputam yata. It is stated sputam clearly that by karma also you will never get mukti. Don't misunderstand. Shankaracharya is telling the limitation of the karma. By doing karma you will never get mukti. Why? We have already seen who is the father of karma. Avidya is the father of the karma. Can you get vidya by avidya? You can never get it. So by karma, you will never get mukti. In verse number 8, it is said, Ato vimukte pratet vidvana sanyasta vaya sukha sprihasana. Atah, therefore, what we should do? Vidwan. Shankaracharya is praising us. He is saying, you are all Vidwan. You all should strive. Prayatet. For what? Vimukte. For liberation we should all strive. How? Sanyasya. You have to renounce what? Bahya, external, earth, objects. All objects which are external, you have to renounce. And sukh, the sukh which you are getting from the objects of the world, sanyasya. Kaise rahenge? What is this? He adds one word, spriha. Not, don't crave. Don't go on craving. I want more, 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 more. Shastra says, take from the world as much as required. That's all. If the spriha is there, if the craving is there, whole life will go in accumulation only. And then at the end of life, you will find, are, kya kiya humne? I have accumulated so much of wealth, useless. I can't take it anywhere. Sanyasta vayartha sukha spriha san. Then what else to be done after doing this? This portion shows the vairagya. Then you should go to santam mahantam sumupetta desikam tena upadishtartha samahitatma. Santam mahantam, go to the saint, mahatma, larger said. Samupetta, you should reach him properly. Desikam, who points out the teacher. where is the Atman, he will tell you this way, this, there it is the Atman. Desikam, teno upadishta, he will teach you. Samahit Atma. And you should try to learn it properly with Samahit Atma, with concentrated mind, with how we should do that. Verse number 9 says, is there everything to be done by the Guru? No. Gurudev is to say that I am not a mule Guru who will carry you on my back and take you there. No. Uddhareta atmana atmanam magnam sansara varidau yoga rooda atma asadya samyak darshan nishtaya uddhareta atmana atmanam. You have to lift yourself by yourself. From where? Sansara varito magnam, you are drowning in the sansara sagar. You have to lift yourself by yourself. Lifting yourself by yourself means lift your mind from the sansara. What is sansara? OET is sansara. Our mind is 100% in OET. So who can withdraw that mind? You can withdraw. You have to balance your life. You are giving 16 hours a day into object, emotions and thought, world of object, world of emotion, world of thought. 16 hours, waking period gone. And for Vivek Chudamani class, you don't have 1 hour in 7 days also. Is it a balanced life? It's not a balanced life.
Maybe 9 a.m. will have more people. They want to get up.
The material side, you are giving so much of time, no doubt there will be progress in the material side. So much you are collecting. But on the spiritual side, zero. And these materials are only good for the gross body. Whatever you are saving, collecting is good only for the gross body, but what you have done for the subtle body, which is going to travel from this body to another body, you have got a chance to purify it. Are you doing it? We all know the subtle body travels from one body to another body, and only in this human form you can purify it. In no other form you can purify it. Have we done anything for that? No. So who has to do it? Uddharet Atmanam. We have to do it. Each seeker has to do it. Yoga Rudatva Asadya. And having Yoga Rud, having reached there, how you will reach it? Samyak Darshan Nishtaya. By right thinking, by right understanding. And what is that right understanding? That I am Brahman. This is the right understanding. See Brahman everywhere, you can reach there. Therefore, sannyasya sarva karmani bhavabandha vimuktaye. Oh, you have to leave all your actions, worldly actions. Then bhavabandha vimuktaye. Because I want to get out of this bhavabandhan. I am bound by this sansara. If you want to come out of this, then you have to leave all your sakam karma, which binds you. Then what you should do? Yat yatam. Then I should strive. Panditai dhirai atma abhyas upasthitai. Then you should try for the atma abhyas. Very good. Then again Shankaracharya says, chittasya suddhe karma natu vastu upalabdhe. By karma, what will happen? Chitta sasuddhi, very clearly stated. Don't doubt it. By karma, chitta suddhi will happen. Chitta suddhi, purification of mind will happen. Which karma? Not sakam karma. Niskam karma. What is niskam karma? Karma yoga. What is karma yoga? All my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Happiness is the very important word in that. That will purify your mind. चित्तस्य शुद्धे कर्म न वस्तु उपलब्ध बट बाई कर्म बाई निष्काम कर्म बाई डूइंग कर्म योग यू विल नॉट गेट द वस्तु यू विल नॉट गेट द ट्रुथ फॉर गेटिंग द ट्रुथ यू नीड प्योरिफाइड माइंड एंड द निष्काम कर्म और कर्म योग विल हेल्प यू टू प्योरिफाई योर माइंड दैट प्योरिफाइड माइंड इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर दैट नॉलेज हैपनिंग ऑफ द नॉलेज विल हैपन इन वन सेकेंड But the purification of mind will take many lives. It depends on your effort. Chittasya suddhi karma natu vastu palabdhe vastu suddhi vicharena. Vastu siddhi, you will get the vastu, you will get the truth only by vichar. Not by karma, only by vichar. Na kinchit karma koti bhi. Even if you do crores of action, still you will never get that vastu. Vastu you will get only by vichar. And for doing that vichar, purified mind is required. That is the prerequisite. Shankaracharya gives an example. Samyak vicharata siddha rajju tattva vadharana bhrante udita mahasarpa bhaya dukkha vinashina. Suppose you are seeing a sarpa, a snake. You live in downtown and you have got many story building, 100 story building. You go to 10th floor. It is evening. The landing light is dim. You are not able to see. Here the everything is all covered. You don't see. And there is something, one rope is lying. And you think, you superimpose that it is a sarp, it is a snake, and you have stepped on that snake, and snake has bitten you and your legs. You enter your apartment, and slowly you are thinking there now that the poison is coming, slowly it's rising, it has reached the thigh, and slowly it's going up and up. At that time, the bell rings, your son comes, and he says, "What happened, father?" Oh, there was a snake on the landing and it has bitten me and now the poison is coming slowly up and I will die within another hour or so. So where is the sarpa? Where is the snake? Oh, there is in the landing. The son goes, no, it's not there. How can sarpa, a snake can come on the 10th floor? Goes out, brings the rope, shows it to father. This is not snake, this is rope. What is that? Sammak vicharata. Sammak, he has seen in the light. What is that? It's not snake, it is rope. Then and there, your all sorrows of snake bite completely gone. How much time it will take? 1 second. Sammak vicharata siddha rajju tattva dharana. The moment you come to know the truth of that snake, that it is nothing but rope. Bhranta udita mahasarpa bhay dukkha vinashini. All bhay and dukkha, all fear and sorrow gone. The moment you come to know. Similarly, the moment you come to know the truth of this world, substratum of this world, you will not be affected by the sorrows given by world of object, world of emotions and world of thought. And we have seen the source of sorrow is only one. What is that? Huh? Prakriti, anatma. How many things are there in this world? What is all? Atma and anatma. Can atma give you sorrow? No. So by the law of remainder, if Atma cannot give you sorrow, who can give you sorrow? Anatma. Decided. Nobody has got any doubt. So now tell me, if I become Brahman, will I be sorrowful? No. Why we are be sorrowful? Because we are attached to Anatma. That's all. Shastra is not saying leave anatma. This body is also anatma. Staying in this body, in this anatma world, we have to reach atma. And Shastra says, take only that much which is required from the world. But we are not listening to that. Shastra says, upayog karo, upabhog mat karo. We are all merged in the upabhog. Take only that much which is needed. And balance of the time, energy, channelize it to what? Your purification of mind and all that. Start doing sadhana, go ahead. Now, this much we have seen. Now, next verse.
Arthasya nischayo drishtaha. Arthasya nischayo drishtaha. Vichare nahi doktitaha.
Vichare nahi doktitaha.
Na snanena na dhanena pranayama shatena va arthasya nischayo drishtah vicharena hidoktitah Na snanena na dhanena pranayama shatena va
arthasya nischayo drishtah vicharena hitoktitah it is said by whom hita those who see our welfare the teacher the master the great saints and sages they say Arthasya nischayo drishta vicharena. Arthasya means the truth of the reality. Nischaya, determination. Drishta is seen vicharena. Only by thinking, right thinking, by analyzing, by differentiating between anatma and atma, you will get that knowledge. And it is said by hitokta. Hitokta means those who think of our welfare, the teachers, guru, he tells that you have to do vichar, vichar in here. Gurudev writes here, for in the last paragraph, for a Vedantin, he prescribes correct thinking and continuous self-analysis. Correct thinking, dekho, we think, whole day we think. Either our thinking is incomplete or it is opposite. It is never correct thinking. Gurudev says, it should be correct thinking and continuous self-analysis. Always we have to do the atma and atma vichara. Merely giving up the usual method of religious discipline is not the Vedanta prescribed by the Acharya. Here Shankaracharya is not saying that you stop all those karma. No, he is not saying that. You should do that. If at all they are to be given up, it is only for a greater abhyas called vichar. When you give up your karma yoga and all that, then after that what? You have to do vichar. The Atma Vichara is not to be done in any manner that pleases the individual. Don't try to enter into Vedanta or Upanishad yourself. Never, never try to do that. There is an exact method of correct and intense thinking, and this method is advised in the scriptures. Therefore, Vichara undertaken as taught by Rishis. Hitoktita alone can take us ultimately to our redemption. So vichar also should be done under the guidance of the teacher. But this thing, arthasya nischaya, you cannot get the truth by nasdanena, by taking dip in the holy waters of Yamuna and Ganga. One Mahatma says, let me try. He brought a Karela, bitter gourd, dipped in the Haridwar 100 times and then said, I will cook and see whether the bitterness has gone out or not. Na snanena. By snan, avidya will not go. But there is something there that your papa will be washed away. Sin will be washed away, provided you have got a Shraddha, a faith that taking a dip in the Haridwar ka harka paudi, all the sins will be washed away. If you have got this Shraddha, it will happen. It will destroy your sin, not the sinner. Careful. Take a dip in Ganges, all your sins will be destroyed, but not the sinner. But here our purpose is that by taking dip in the holy waters, agyan will never go away. Na danena. If you think that I am giving so much of charity, mere ko realization ho jayega, nahi hoga. But that doesn't mean you will stop giving dan to our mission. Don't do that. Only few of you are giving, that is why this establishment is running. But dan has got another purpose. I will tell you what is the purpose of dan. But by dan, don't expect that you will become Brahmavit. You will not become. Agyan will not go away. Pranayama satena. A whole day I am doing the pranayama. Different types of pranayama. Whenever the mind is agitated, I start doing pranayama. In Upadesar it is written, and it is true also, that by pranayama your mind will be quieted. There is no doubt. When the mind is agitated, your pranas also go up. When you are angry, you will find that your swasas are gone up. There is a direct relation between prana and mind, because they are the branches of the same maya. Sakha dvayo. Therefore, by pranayama also you will not get. You see, you have to diagnose the disease. What is the disease? Disease is agyan. And what is the medicine for agyan? Medicine for agyan is gyan. Not dan, not snan, and not pranayama. That you have to understand. Suppose you go to a doctor and you have got a malaria and he is not able to diagnose it. He gives a lot of antibiotics. It will never go. He has to prescribe quinine. But he is not able to diagnose that this is malaria. What will happen? It will not go. Okay. Snan is required for Sandhya Vandan. It's important for the Sandhya Vandan. Dan is required for the purification of the wealth. Although we all think that our wealth is most pure, hard and money. No, it's not pure. You have to share. Then only it will come pure. You have to apply the right thing for the right problem. Suppose if somebody says, I want to know how long did I sleep in our Vedanta class. So if you bring the measuring tape, can you measure? No, you need a clock. Similarly for avidya, you need vidya. For measuring height, if you say, I am bringing thermometer, that is not going to help you. You have to bring proper instrument for that. So for the avidya, what is the proper instrument? Vidya is the proper instrument. So what you have to do for getting that vidya? First thing is Shravan. First thing is Shravan. You have to do the Shravan. And don't start doing independently. Whatever is written in the scripture, Gurudev has also written, The whole commentary is there. I will read it, understand it. Or no, it will never happen. And Mahatma says, by reading medicine books, can you become doctor? No. Why? Self-study kiya. There also in the college you have to do Shravan. All school colleges we have heard only Shravan, 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 Shravan. The first step is the Shravan. After purification of mind. After purification of mind will happen. आप लोग का भी थोड़ा थोड़ा है प्यूरिफाइड माइंड, अदरवाइज यू विल नॉट कम हियर, बट वी हैव टू कंटिन्यू. नेक्स्ट वर्ड,
अधिकारिणमाशास्ते फलसिद्धिर्विशेषतः फलसिद्धिर्विशेषतः उपायादेशकालाद्याः सन्त्यस्मिन् सहकारिणः अधिकारिणमाशास्ते फलसिद्धिर्विशेषतः उपायादेशकालाद्याः सन्त्यस्मिन् सहकारिणः.
अधिकारिणम् आशास्ते फलसिद्धि विशेषतः. फलसिद्धि द अल्टीमेट सक्सेस, अल्टीमेट सक्सेस विशेषतः एसेंशियली डिपेंड्स ऑन होम. आशास्ते, आशास्ते मीन्स डिपेंड्स, डिपेंड्स ऑन होम. अधिकारिणम, ऑन द अधिकारी, ऑन द स्टूडेंट, ऑन द सीकर इट डिपेंड्स. एंड व्हाट इज दैट? इट डिपेंड्स ऑन द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द सीकर. एज पर द क्वालिफिकेशन यू विल गेट. सो अल्टीमेट सक्सेस डिपेंड ऑन द सीकर. सो फल सिद्धि नंबर वन depends on the qualification of the student. Second, the effort put in for getting that knowledge, for assimilation of that knowledge, for reflecting on that. And third, the price ready to pay. Price ready to pay. What is that price? We can ask anything. When you approach to Guru, you have to do the Dandavat Pranam. Dandavat Pranam means that you surrender fully. Whatever you want to do, whatever operation you want to do, you can do on me. That is Dandavat Pranam. And he can ask for anything. One king went to a saint. He said that I am king of this place and place, but I am very sorrowful. I don't want to do anything. A lot of problems are coming. Day and night problems are coming. Can you help me? He said, yes, I can help. The saint said, give your kingdom to me. Are you ready? He said, yes. Your all sorrow will go away, you give the kingdom to me. Okay. Then after that, he started going back to his kingdom. Well, where are you going? I'm going to my kingdom. Whose kingdom? It's not your kingdom. Why are you going there? So I will take some wealth from there and go somewhere. No, it's not your wealth. Then what should I do? Okay. I appoint you, you will go and look after there. Whatever you are doing, you will be doing the same thing, but the kingdom is not yours. Kingdom is mine, you go and rule there. And after a certain period of time, you come back and tell me. He came back. Do you have any sorrow? No. No sorrow. No headache. I don't remember the couplet, but it is written somewhere ki even by giving your neck, if you get this knowledge, it is cheap. Some Sufi saint has written that by giving your neck also, if you get this knowledge, it is think that you are cheap because you are getting liberated. Here and now you are getting liberated. So the price you are ready to pay. Upaya. Upaya is same. The teacher is one and same. But the understanding of each student is different. Upaya is one and same. Desh and Kal it is said different. This has got Sahakarina. They are secondary thing. In Jnana, Desh and Kal are secondary things. You don't have to see time, Sunday morning 7:30, abhi to grahan lag gaya hai, ab kya hoga? Not required. In desh kal, in karma kand, it is required. Where this karma kand is to be done, kis desh mein karna hai? Required. Kab karna hai? Required. This is the right time to do. We always ask Pandit ji na, bachon ki shaadi karni hai, jara dekh ke bataiye, what is the right time? He tells you, this is the right time, this time is good time. So in karma kand, it is required. If you are going to Kailas, so Rudra Abhishek in Mansarovar give you better result. Puja in Kailas, but the Rudra Abhishek should be done in the Mansarovar. Desh and Kal are required in karma kand, not in the jnana. So the ashram, Chinmay Mission ashram, is giving you this facility for the knowledge, but the understanding will depend on each student, how much effort he is putting in, how much mind is available here in the class, that will decide. Example there? There is an example. Indra and Virochan went to Brahmaji for the knowledge of the self. Indra and Virochan. One from the Asura side and one from the Devata side. Both came to Brahmaji for the knowledge of the self. Brahmaji started giving, class started. Within two class, Virochan said, yes, I have understood. Brahmaji said, who is seeing through your eyes is that Atman. You go and see in the pond and try to find out. Virochan went, he saw his own face. He said, this face is Sarir, so Sarir is Atman. Went back. Indra stayed for 100 years and got the knowledge. So the Guru Brahma is one and same for both Indra and Virochan, but the understanding is different. See, when we listen, there is this vasana which creates a lot of trouble. Everything is filtered through that. Whatever we listen, that also goes according to our likes and dislikes. The things, the statements, which is said by Guru or the Shastra, which we don't like, we reject it then and there. We don't allow it to record. The thing which you like, lelo. So, adhikari is the primary cause, place, time, family, country, language, guru, sastra, these are all secondary. Success depends on each student. his own quality, his availability, not Guruji says capability. Guruji always says, I want to see your availability. Are you available for the class or not? So thus the ball is in the court of the seeker. If the seeker fails to concentrate, he will not get it. Gurudev writes, there are some seekers who wait for the better circumstances to their sadhana. In the world, many people will say, Gita class, abhi? Abhi to retire nahi hua. Go to the Gita class after retirement. They think it is very easy to understand Gita. When the world rejects you, when your employer rejects you, you are no more fit for the office. Aap jao, ghar jao. Then you come to the Chinmay Mission for Gita class. When the world rejects you, you think now you are fit for the Gita. There are some seekers who wait for the better circumstances to do their sadhana, a more suitable time or a greater master to initiate them. Greater master. No doubt, time, place, etc. are important, but not unduly so, for they are only subsidiary requirements. Without the needful inner adjustment, even if a sadhak is placed under the best conditions of time and place, he will not be able to make use of them. It requires the inner adjustment, and this inner adjustment happens when you serve the Guru. The service part is very important. Why it is important? It is important. It is required for the tuning of the mind. You will be able to understand Guru, Guru will be able to understand the student, and then only the knowledge will get transferred. On the other hand, a true seeker, even under adverse conditions, will turn them to be the best advantage and will progress steadily, unhampered. And the classic example is Gurudev and Tapovan Maharaj. He got that knowledge in that adverse condition also. Good. Next. Ato vichara. 15.
अतो विचार कर्तव्यः
अतो विचार कर्तव्यः
जिज्ञासोरात्मवस्तुनः जिज्ञासोरात्मवस्तुनः समासाध्य दया सिन्धुं समासाध्य दया सिन्धुं गुरुं ब्रह्मविदुत्तमम् गुरुं ब्रह्मविदुत्तमम् अतो विचारः कर्तव्यः जिज्ञासोरात्मवस्तुनः समासाद्य दया सिन्धुं गुरुं ब्रह्मविदुत्तमम्
अतः देयरफोर ही सेड विचारः कर्तव्यः विचार We have to do an inquiry, kartavya, we have to inquire. So, vichar, inquiry is the mean for getting atmajnan. Ata, conclusion, vichar. And what is this vichar? Vichar is for Brahma Ekyabodh, that I am one. With that Atman, and that Atman is nothing but Brahman. This knowledge we must have. Jigyasu Atmavastani. Jigyasu. Jigyasu. Gyatum Iccha Jigyasa. I want to know, then you are a seeker. Seeker of what? Atmavastuna. Not I want to know the worldly things. I am Jigyasu. And such Jigyasu should approach the teacher for the spiritual knowledge. Don't come to Guruji and say, Guruji, aap to sab jagah travel karte hain, mere bacche ke liye ek suitable ladka ladki bataiye. No. Jigyasa for Atma. Atma. You ask him about the Atman and you see the glow on the face of Guruji. He will be very happy. Atmavastu. Then samasadhya. Samasadhya means sammakasadhya. Having reached, surrendered with the full devotion. When you go to the Guru and after that don't doubt him. Many people, they come to test the Guru. There are many seekers. And they will tell you on the face, ये मेरे प्रश्न का मैंने बहुत दिनों से 20 सालों से प्रश्न कर रहा हूँ बहुत महात्मा को आया बास मैंने दिस सेम क्वेश्चन बट आई एम नॉट सेटिस्फाइड आई एम नॉट गॉट द आंसर येट द महात्मा अंडरस्टैंड ही वांट्स व्हाट टाइप ऑफ आंसर ही सेड दिस मैं भी नहीं आपको उत्तर दे सकता फिर समासाध्य सरेंडर विद द फुल डिवोशन Daya Sindhu Guru Brahma Viduttamam Guru, what is who is Guru? Gu means darkness, Ru means the remover. Who removes the darkness, who removes your ignorance is the Guru. Brahma Viduttamam. He is the Brahma Vid. And he can remove your ignorance because he has got the Brahma Vidya. In Guru Sotam we have na Ajnana Timirandas Jnananjan Salakaya Chachurum Nitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama. To that Guru I prostrate. Sri Guru. Who is the Sri? Sri means? Who knows that Brahma Vidya? He is Sri. Sri Guru Charan Saroj Raja, Sri Guru, in Hanuman Chalisa is there, Sri Guru, why the word Sri? In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, is it not so? Everywhere Sri is written. Sri means one who knows that Brahma Vidya. So you should go to that Guru. Ajnana Timirandasya, we are all Ajnani, we have got the Timir Roga. What is this Timir Roga? There used to be a Timir Rog in which you, instead of seeing one moon, you are seeing two moon. That is Timir Rog. We are all affected by that Timir Rog because we are all seeing duality and plurality. We are not seeing one Brahman. Ajnana Timirandasa, we are seeing all plurality, Ajnana Timirandasa, what he does? Jnan Anjan Salakaya. He puts in your eyes, Jnan Anjan. Anjan means kajal, colorium. How? By Salakaya, by that stick. Jnan Anjan Salakaya. Then, chuchur immilitam. Are you? My eyes are open. How the Guru can open that eye? No, your eyes are open, but you don't have a vision. At whatever vision you have got, you are seeing the plurality. You are not seeing the oneness everywhere. Chachurunmitam yena tasmai guruve namaha. That Guru will open your third eye and you will be able to see oneness everywhere. Don't take it literally that you will go and Guru will open eye here. No. Chachurunmitam, the vision will come. That vision you will be able to see oneness everywhere. Chachurunmitam ina tasmai Guru Sirpina. Daya Sindhu. He is ocean of compassion. Daya Sindhu. Endless compassion. He has nothing to gain from Shishya. nothing to gain from Shishya. He knows that I have got this knowledge free from my Guru. He knows the people are all suffering. He knows that by this knowledge the suffering can be ended. That is why Gurudev came. Although Tapovan Maharaj said, "Nahi jana hai, don't go. People will not receive you." He said, "No, no, I will go. People are suffering." And he went all over. Dayasindhu. So this Guru Shishya Parampara continues. The Guru comes, they learn from their Guru, and they teach after that. Because this knowledge will remove your sorrow. Certainly, 100% sorrow will be removed. So Gurudev said that you should reach Guru in person. Don't ask Atma Jnana on telephone. Many times we have got a year's custom. In the study classes, whenever a devotee is supposed to present his thoughts next day, in the next time, in next class, then what happens? Then LL Sri Ramji gives my phone number. You talk Acharyaji. And when they talk, they say, "Please explain me, what should I say? Amla, have you read?" Bola, "No." Kya batai? Acha, they don't limit their inquiry only to that chapter. They will ask all the questions other than that chapter. They will ask for all the sadhana, atma jnana. Are you have entered into the Kindle life? You first study the Kindle life. Slowly, 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 the jigyasa will come to the class. They want everything in half an hour. But they will not come to Vivek Churamani class. Ab batao, kaise bataye usko?
7:30 a.m.
So Gurudev received that knowledge from Tapovanji Maharaj, then established the Sandipani, and he arranged that all brahmacharis will get this knowledge free. Accommodation free, health care free, clothing, boarding, lodging, everything free. Because he got free. Brahma Ved Uttamam, he is the Sthit Pragya, he has got the Aparocha Anubhuti. Ata Vichara Kartavya, therefore you should inquire into the nature of the self. In the presence of the Guru, it is in the mystic language, only Guru will tell you that here the Atma means body, here the Atma means mind, here Atma means Buddhi, here Atma means real self. But if you apply the same definition in each and every sloka of Bhagavad Gita, not happen. And it cannot happen by touch. So two things are required from the Guru, Daya and Gyan. Both should be there. If one is there, it is not going to happen. Daya and Gyan. So whenever you reach Guru, don't ask for a black magic. Kuch batao isko humko khatam karna hai. No, don't ask for the black magic. Don't ask him, "Please touch me." And it will happen like Thakur Ramakrishna did to Naren, and it happened. Gurudev used to say, "You become first Naren." Do you know that Thakur Ramakrishna said that Naren was one of the 8 basus? RB basu. Will it happen by touch? Om Purnamada Purnamidam
पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।